certa.
Come to me, honey. Give mommy a hug. Once upon a time, there was a...
Iranian stories and fables.
In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most High. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the program. Stay with us first with an analysis on the precious collection of the 1001 Nights stories, and then we take you to the land of stories. In this episode, we continue the rest of the story of the bogus caliph, or Khalife Qullabi in Persian, chosen from the 1001 Nights. Keep us company until the end of the program. We said that special names are significant as they play roles in the trend of some of the stories of the 1001 Nights. In the previous episode, we discussed the similarity between names as well as the relation between these names, their meaning, and the destiny of the character. What we have to take into consideration is that almost all Iranian names have a meaning. This is true for Arabic and Indian names. The characters of the 1001 Nights are familiar with the meaning of names, and their reaction is based on the meaning of the names. In one of the stories of the 1001 Nights, the heroine of the story chooses a name for herself. Nezhat al-Zaman, the beloved daughter of Malik Noman, who is captured and sold as a slave, when a trader asks what her name is, she answers, "Which of my names do you want to know?" And the trader answers, "I was wondering why you have several names." Then Nezhat al-Zaman answers, "Before I was called Qamar al-Zaman, and now I am called Qussat al-Zaman." Qusse in Farsi means sorrow, and by choosing the name Qussat al-Zaman, the girl wants to indicate the hardships she has endured after being kidnapped and sold as a slave. In another story of this collection, we read that a slave is rejected by the queen, Abriz, and kills the queen out of anger. This slave is called Qazban, and Qazban in Arabic means a person who is furious. In contrast, there is an opposite relationship between the names of the characters and their appearance. One of the stories of the 1001 Nights is the story of a talkative barber called Khamush, which means tacit in Farsi. In another story, we read that the atrocities of a black slave called Kafur, meaning camphor in Farsi. Camphor is the symbol of whiteness. Therefore, in the collection of the 1001 Nights stories, we face some of the names which are created for bolding the nature of those characters. Dear listeners, here we wrap up our discussion and skip to the next section of our program. In today's episode, we continue the rest of the story of the bogus caliph. Hope you'll enjoy it. We said that once upon a time there was a caliph called Harun al-Rashid who set out from his palace along with his vizier, Jafar Barmaki, and a swordsman called Masrur in order to see what was happening in the city under his rule. They all took off their royal clothes and dressed like ordinary citizens in order to stay incognito. They went on and on until they reached the riverbank where they spotted a ship. The people said it belonged to the caliph. This made the real caliph and his companions shocked. Therefore, they decided to come back to the river the same night to see whom the ship belonged to. But the following night, when the trio sailed to the river along with the boatman, the soldiers of the bogus caliph arrested them. But as the trio introduced themselves as traitors, they led them in the palace, and the bogus caliph served them with different foods and drinks. While they were in the palace, they were witness to the fact that the bogus caliph for several times tore up his royal clothes as he heard musicians playing and wore new clothes. And when Harun Rashid asked him why he did so, he had answered that it was from the property he had gained by his attempts. He then said that he had recognized Harun Rashid, the caliph, his vizier Jafar Barmaki, and his swordman Mansur. And now the rest of the story. The bogus caliph, addressing Harun al-Rashid, said,
"Your Majesty, as you know, I am not a real caliph, and I have chosen this fake title for myself so that I could do anything I wish. My real name is Muhammad Ali, son of a great jeweler, who has left me much wealth. I also continued my father's job. I just thought about gaining more money and expanding my business. I also practiced singing since I had a good voice. Once I was working in my shop that a woman came in. She was wearing expensive clothes and several servants accompanied her. It was quite clear that she was from a well-to-do family. She dismounted her horse and immediately asked me,
'Are you Muhammad Ali, the jeweler?'
I answered, 'Yes, lady.' She said,
'I want a beautiful necklace full of gems deserving me.'
I said, 'I'll show you whatever I have in my shop.' And I brought her all beautiful necklaces I had. However, she didn't like them. Finally, I brought her a small but expensive necklace which my father had bought for 100,000 coins, and I never thought I would meet someone in Baghdad who could afford buying the necklace. As she saw the necklace, she said,
'Oh, I want this. It's exactly what I was looking for. How much does it cost?'
And I told her that my father had bought it for 100,000 coins. Then I added, 'But you pay me just 15 coins, as it's an honor for us to have you here.' And the woman said,
'No, you don't need to do that. I pay you 100,000 and 15 coins. But right now I don't have enough money to pay. Come to my house so that I'll give you the money.'
And I agreed. I gave the woman the necklace, locked my store, and went after her. We went on and on until we reached a magnificent palace. The woman went in and I waited behind the door. After a few minutes, one of the woman's maidservants came out and said,
My lady says the money is ready and you can come in to get it.
I went in and I saw the woman with no veil on her face. She was so beautiful. She told me that she had been checking me for a long time. Then she said,
Do you know me?
I said that I just knew that she was the daughter of a great man. Then she said,
My name is Dunya. I am Jafar Barmaki's sister. Jafar is the caliph's vizier.
Hearing these words, Jafar Barmaki, who was sitting next to Harun al-Rashid, got angry and stood up to beat the young man. But Harun al-Rashid prevented him and told Jafar,
Calm down. Let's see what he is saying.
And Jafar sat down. The young man continued his story.
And Dunya asked me to marry her and I agreed.
Dear listeners, this was for today. You can listen to the rest of the story next week. Until next program, goodbye.